That was quick.
Cup. Merry Christmas to you guys. Life in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
Been there. You got to love it, and I do. All my family's here, so got them all into town. We had a nice night last night. Typical practice. I played on Christmas days many times before, too. Some of the times the schedule just fell where you're playing on a Christmas day. One of my favorite ones was back in San Francisco in 93 when we beat them and went to the playoffs. It was good.
93, you say?
93, yeah. In fact, I think we won 12-10. I was a special teams coordinator, and we blocked two field goals at that time. So it was interesting. And it was on one of those years where we started 1-4, won 11 straight, and got beat by Joe Montana at Kansas City on a back shoulder fade to Willie Davis. Not that I would remember everything. 26-24 on a great play. Back when people weren't throwing back shoulder throws very often back then in those days, it was just starting to kind of be prevalent in the league. And now it's, you know, if you can't defend that anymore, you know, that's the number one pass concept when you get in there tight anymore, is everybody's throwing that back shoulder stuff to those big guys.
Did y'all do anything different this week as far as tackling?
You know, one of the things last week is that as it kind of came down, we're known anywhere I've been, we're known for being really good tackling. We pride ourselves in yards after contact. Last week came down to two plays. You know, we had a screen we didn't tackle very well on, and we had a run where it kind of exposed us in space. We had a couple guys miss some space tackles. So we did go back to the basics and do a few drills, what we call space tackling drills this week. But we tackle every week. We take away every week. And it's just part of the fundamentals that we do. As I look back on last week, you know, the things that was most irritating were those two plays where we missed some tackles on the screen and the one long run. When we made the ball go exactly where we wanted it to go, we had people that were unblocked there at the point of attack that just missed the tackle. And then the third down in the first half, the third down touchdowns. You know, we pride ourselves on third down. We also pride ourselves on making people kick field goals. And yeah, I think you saw the adjustment that it was really good that the guys made. They really did a good job, came out the second half, held them to two field goals. Really the third field goal was when we had to take over after the fourth down play at the end of the game where they're already down there. So tackling is something that defensively you have to be known for. It's not about, I don't care what you're going to do, X's and O's. I don't care what style of defense you play, whether it's pressure or no pressure, you have to tackle. And we're known for doing that. And we had two poor plays, really two poor plays. The other ones, some of that stuff is earned on their part. But on those two plays, it was poor on our part.
When you look at the Falcons, you see they're seventh-ranked rushing. Mm-hmm. Turner's obviously a talented mm-hmm. back. But it was Gonzalez that seemed to kill you last time.
You know,
how do you calibrate?
Yeah, in all honesty, is that when you get more plays, as many plays as we had against us, we played almost five full quarters. So you're going to get extra plays when you play, what was it, less than a minute or down to a minute, even into the overtime period before we're still playing. But the key to it, Jim, it was a third down. And then when we played well on third down, they still had three fourth downs. So in this team, the Atlanta Falcons, I think Mike has done a really good job. I've been with Jack Del Rio also, and he and Jack Del Rio have a great philosophy, as does Bill Belichick, on fourth down opportunities. And the Atlanta Falcons lead the National Football League on fourth down conversions. They're 11-13 for the year, 86%+ for the year on fourth down conversions. So even when you play well on third down, our guys are expecting to play on fourth down when you cross the 50. And that was the message that Mike sent to his team when they came over here and played at our place, is that he knows when you're playing a Drew Brees team, you got to score touchdowns because Drew can light you up. And really the way he's playing right now, the way Drew's playing right now, we have to be ready defensively to do that same thing. A key statistic in this ball game will be our effectiveness on third down. There's no doubt about it.
So how do you calibrate?
The big thing is that you have to challenge, you know, and everywhere I've been, we've been good on third down. You know, we're pretty decent here right now. You know, on that particular ball game, there were a few that I think weren't exactly that I would term earned third downs. As long as it's a tough throw, a tough catch, and it's an earned play, that's what the NFL is about, is parity, good football players. There's a lot of good football players in the league, and I've said this over and over again. There's a lot fewer than you all think, than the fans think, that are special players in our league. But there's an awful lot of very good football players in our league. So we got to make them earn it. And that means earn the difficult catch, earn the tight throw. There were a few of them that we didn't. And to be quite truthful, we were still in a couple of learning stages where, if you look back on that game, Malcolm was still learning some things. And he had a couple of things that he's cleaned up pretty daggone good, you know, and that's the fun part about Malcolm. Even after that game, I said, I'm going to have to live through the mistakes that he's going to make early, but what Malcolm does, he does not make the same mistake twice. And he cleaned up some things in that game. Was the first time that he'd ever been confronted with that, and he has not made those mistakes again. And that it's really from a set or a structure of what we were playing, and how he was directing and field generaling a couple of things he and John Velma have to do in some of the coverage alignments, and he's done very well. So we'll play better. We'll play better in those situations. But they've got good football players. Matt Ryan plays well, and they've got a lot of weapons. And I think that they do a very good job coaching them. You know, the other thing is, which is good for me, there's a lot of films that I have to sit through and watch throughout the course of the year that I don't particularly have very much fun coaching or looking at them, because I don't think I think there are some coaches out there that allow things to happen. I don't see much coaching going on, and I can throw out a handful of teams that's out there where the players do whatever the hell they want. Not in Atlanta. Mike does, his field generals, his coordinators, his assistant coaches, all of them. You can see his football team being coached. And I appreciate that. And I think you can see to say the same thing about Sean Payton's team. You know, we've got good players that want to be coached, and great players want three things. They want to be coached or taught. They want to be motivated and inspired. I see that happening over there. I see Mike Smith has a formula of how he wants them to play, and they're going out and playing that way. Now, we've got to go out and play our way. And Sean Payton has a formula here that he believes in. I have a formula here that I believe in defensively. We've got to go out and execute that now. It's going to be a fun game. I'm anxious to watch us play.
You seem like the kind of guy that, when you say it's a fun game, that would like rivalries.
Yeah, I do.
Is there anything on the NFL like in Auburn, Alabama, or Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you this, in all honesty, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, but serious. When I went to the Redskins, one of the biggest rivalries in the league is the Cowboys and the Redskins. And my first meeting with the defensive players there is like, you got to be kidding me. This ain't a rivalry. You guys have lost 15 out of the last 16 games. You're a homecoming game. The Redskins were a homecoming game for the Cowboys. They'd lost 15 out of 16 games now. We changed that around once we got up here. We turned it into a rivalry again. And, you know, could that be here? I haven't been here long enough to know what our rivalry is here, because each week I think it's that way. And coach it personally, take it personally, and on how we go about playing. And that's the fun part of the guys that I have in the room that I'm coaching. They're the same way. But this could be fun. This could be a fun rivalry. We'll see. I know that right now they're playing very well, as are we. As are we, so now let's go play on Monday Night Football. It's going to be a fun game. It'd be great. It's going to be a good way, and I've told our guys, this is a good way to end the Christmas weekend. Okay? Let's see who gets the biggest gift on Monday night. Let's see.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
You bet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys.